we gently move into the last aspect of number 63. The most difficult in the world must be easy in the beginning. The biggest in the world is small in its beginning. So the sage never strives for greatness and can therefore accomplish greatness. Now here's how it's done. Lightly given promises must meet with little trust. Taking things lightly must lead to big difficulties. So the sage regards things as difficult and thereby avoids difficulty. This is deeply important to understand, and I want you to please forgive me if I sound a little moralistic here, but the bottom line to all of this is to have the integrity that lives within you, that proportions you in your countenance, to be able to keep your word no matter what, where you begin to understand the waste of a lifetime lived in false promises. The most difficult thing in the world must be easy in its beginning. The biggest in the world is small in its beginning. So the sage never strives for greatness. He doesn't try to be a hero. Now, I love my hero, and I have had only one person in my lifetime who was my hero and still is. And one of the reasons this person is so important to me is he's always kept his word. Always. And I have so admired that. And this person doesn't do it because of moralistic beliefs, but rather he has integrity. This integrity is a quality of more than being honest. It's about being principled. And this is what is so deeply important, not to get sidetracked into ideas and ideals and desires, not to get sidetracked into, oh, this just is useless. It is to give love to everything, one's full attention. So the things that have happened to us in this lifetime, they've not always been pleasant, I understand. They are occasions of consequence that we have made for ourselves. And you will always find that if you start something in a small way, in a most loving way, you will have something different in your life, something quite profound. But you have to keep it small. You have to keep everything that is difficult small. And the way to do that is through our integrity. This integrity means that we don't move away from the heart of our life. We don't get caught up in the rigmarole of, let's say, politics. At the office, in your family, you don't get caught up in it. You don't leverage people. And that's what Lhotse's talking about here, not leveraging people. You don't strive for greatness. You strive to completeness. And when you complete things out of the integrity of your heart, your soul, your promises are never lightly given to anyone. You meet everything with the trust of the heart. So big difficulties do not arise. There will be difficulties. There will always be wars and rumors of wars in this world. There will always be difficulties. So when you approach something, you must take it seriously. Your health, maybe your friendships, your practice. You take it seriously, never taking it lightly. When I do this, when I look at everything and I think, oh, this could get out of hand. This could be dangerous for my practice, for my life. Oh, this complacency, this indifference could turn into something terrible down the road. When you have that kind of foresight, it is because you have achieved a sense of consciousness. And in that consciousness, you rise up. I want to give you a little story here. It's from Chuang Tzu, who was, as I've told you before, a great student of Lao Tzu. He had no ambition. He had no sense of pride. He was a person who was not trying to do great things in this world. He was simple. He was ordinary. And this eludes most of us. How do I become simple and ordinary? And I know when you hear that, you think, well, where's the greatness? Where's the, you know, the triumph, the ability to overcome and feel proud of myself, whatever. It is not about that. It is about meeting everything that is big with a sense of ordinariness. Not trying to change it and become great and become right and self-righteous. To return animosity with virtue. Listen to the story. With his bamboo pole, Chuang Tzu was fishing peacefully from the bank of the river. Two officials from the imperial court approached him. He was well thought of. Master Chang, they said, as duly authorized by the prince, we hereby appoint you prime minister. Now, this is a big deal. Chuang Tzu kept fishing, never really glancing up from the river. I am told, he said, that on the altar of the temple of the court, there is a sacred tortoise. It is 3,000 years old. It is wrapped in rare silk, venerated and honored. Now, do you see that tortoise over there in the riverbank? Which would you rather be? The old dried tortoise shell on the temple, or a live tortoise dragging his tail in the mud? For the tortoise, it would be better to be alive, dragging its tail in the mud, they said. Then, said Chuang Tzu, leave me here to drag my tail in the mud. Chuang Tzu was not looking for a higher place in society. He knew the muck and the mire of politics. He knew the dishonesty that would go on with people fighting for their position in the court. This was not his way, nor would he allow it to be the futility of the rest of his life. People who are ambitious and prideful, they miss everything that is deeply significant. Their countenance, their beliefs, their desires to do something that gives them a sense of accomplishment in the world is only to find their greatness, what they think of as greatness. To achieve real greatness, sometimes, well, like Chuang Tzu here, you don't engage. You don't engage in the useless fight for survival, the useless pride to be important. Remember, everything in this path of the mystical begins with humility. Always remember that. Do the things that seem difficult before they get too big, and do it in the whole effort of just being ordinary, simple. This is not a moral premise. This is a premise where you begin to realize that you can move beyond the confines of moral right and wrong, good and bad. In this, let yourself become alive. See the difficult before it becomes impossible. Live for the pauses and the gaps between your thoughts. Live simple inside yourself. This is what Lao Tzu is talking about. Meet people with trust. Lao Tzu did not want to be more than just Lao Tzu. Chuang Tzu did not want to be more than just Chuang Tzu. We have to do the very same thing. To meet life with trust. To meet every difficulty with a sense of responsibility, integrity. This is what it's all about. Because in this, we clear our karma. We make everything that has been a consequence an opportunity for insight. This is important. To learn how to live in the silences. Let your tail drag in the mud. Be alive. Be simple. Be without complication. It's really that simple, that ordinariness that Lao Tzu is talking about here. To live without being a complicated person. Making up stories or beliefs or having some sort of agenda where you want to be considered great. How great thou art. In our culture, in our society, greatness is the goal. It's everything. What people think of us is everything. But this has nothing to do with the true meaning of what it is to awaken. Let me read you this. What is the Tao? Asked Chao Chu. Your ordinary mind is the Tao, said Chan. Chan was a great Taoist. How can it be found? Asked Chao Chu. By searching for it, it is lost, but persisted Chow Chu. Without searching, how can it be found? His teacher replied, the Tao is neither found nor lost, neither known or not known. It belongs to no category. Knowing it is impossible. Not knowing it is folly. Understanding the Tao is like understanding empty sky. In understanding the empty sky, there are no opposites. You see, when I make opposites in my life, when I say this is good and that is not so good, when I think that this is right and that is wrong, I begin to lose my integrity. The integrity of my soul. Now let us clear something up here real quickly. The soul does not belong to you. It is not something you have, like a body or a brain. No, no. It is the state of being in the oneness of this universe. It is the state of our oneness in the all that is the universe. We enter into that door and we are no longer living our life like an old tortoise that is venerated and honored on a shelf. We become alive. We start looking at things no longer from the human perspective. In fact, that is all gone. All that is left is the stillness of silence. There's no body to worry about. There's no humanness to have to cling to, service. There is nothing but the whole idea of meeting life and everything in its totality. We don't do that. We don't live in the totality of life. We live in the hope for a life. And hence we miss so many beautiful things. So many. People will think you're a fool for practicing the way. They will. They will think it gets you nowhere, it gets you nothing. As one student put it, what does it all mean? I mean, this whole thing of what we're doing, meditating, working upon ourselves to deny ourselves that the very things that the humanness of us wants, what's the point of that? If I have to explain it, I've lost it. There would be nothing I could say to help you. The Tao is like the empty sky. It is realized. It isn't found. You don't search for it. It is realized. And as it is realized, it comes into fruition. It becomes something beautiful. That is your soul. That is the essence of you. Right now, you and I are captured in this human body. And we have many things that the human body puts us through. But the thing that is most important is the manner of the way. That which brings you to the heart. When you find your heart, you have found your soul. Because all of this is nothing more and nothing less than love. Let love live you. Let this goodness of love permeate you. I'd like to meditate with you at the end here. Chapter 63 is so beautiful. To act without action, to pursue without interfering, to taste the tasteless. that most people miss their entire life. From the Tao, let's meditate on this. With minds free and thoughts gone, the countenance becomes clear and serene. Yes. Let the countenance become serene. So.